Chuck Schumer ripped after admitting ultimate goal to grant citizenship to all illegal immigrants. By Joshua Klein on November 17, 2022. A path to citizenship should be granted to all illegal aliens in the United States. According to Democratic Senate leader Chuck Schumer, who received backlash online after arguing that such a move could solve the problem of the country's declining population. Standing outside the U.S. Capitol grounds on Wednesday, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, told the press that immigrants make us stronger now more than ever. "Now more than ever, we're short of workers," he said. "We have a population that is not reproducing on its own with the same level that it used to. Consequently," he argued, "the only way we're going to have a great future in America is if we welcome and embrace immigrants. The Dreamers," referencing illegal immigrants brought to America by their parents, "and all of them. Because our ultimate goal is to help the Dreamers but also get a path to citizenship for all 11 million or however many undocumented there are here." During the conference, Senate Democrats called on 10 Senate Republicans to join them in passing an amnesty for millions of illegal aliens. Enrolled and eligible for former President Obama's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals (DACA) program, in the lame duck Congress. In response, many took to social media to slam the top Democrats' remarks. "Sen. Schumer now wants amnesty for 11 million undocumented individuals. That's strange. He previously called them illegal and said illegal immigration is wrong," wrote Representative Andy Biggs, RAS. "Unfortunately, Democrats like Chuck have caved to the open borders lobby and woke mob," he added. Instead of securing the border, the first thing Chuck Schumer wants to do is give amnesty to 11 million illegal immigrants, wrote Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio. "If Chuck Schumer is so concerned about the reproduction of Americans, then he should adamantly oppose abortion," wrote Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA. "That's 63 million Americans, which is far greater than 11 million illegal aliens." "Not going to happen at Chuck Schumer," wrote Republican Anna Paulina Luna, who recently defeated Democrat Eric Lynn in Florida's 13th district. "Many of my colleagues in the new majority, like at Monica for Congress, will agree with me." The DNC has been quoting this 11 million number of illegal immigrants since 2005, when the Pew Research Center completed a deep study. In 2018, a Yale study said the number was as high as 29 million. "It's around 40 million plus at this point," wrote author Jeff Carlson. Schumer moves 11 million illegals to the front of the line, delaying every legal immigrant waiting in line 10 more years, wrote former U.S. Ambassador to Germany Richard Grenell. Chuck Schumer wants U.S. taxpayers to pay for housing, education, health care, food, and living expenses for 11 million illegal immigrants he thinks deserve amnesty because American citizens are not reproducing enough, wrote Republican business owner Omar Navarro. Some pointed to the hypocrisy of encouraging abortion while griping over the country's declining population. "Hey Chuck, you, how many future workers are you willing to kill in the womb? You seem to love doing that. While allowing our borders to be flooded," wrote talk radio host Joe Pags Pagliarulo. "What a joke," he added. "So we need to open our borders to replace the Americans being killed by mass abortion?" asked conservative activist Tom Fitton. Some also pointed to the racist nature of the remarks. "Wow. I hope black people are listening. But if you aren't, the party you continuously support encourages you to kill your babies while they know the population numbers are failing," wrote former GOP congressional candidate Barrington Martin II. "Instead of creating initiatives that support family building, they rather displace you with immigrants," he added. "Giving citizenship to 11 million illegals will replace the 13 plus million black babies that were murdered by abortion since 1973," wrote Shukri Abdirahman, a Somali American who ran for Congress this year as a Republican in Minnesota. "By Schumer's racist party's design, blacks are the least reproductive population in America," she added. Others noted that Schumer was essentially calling for a replacement of white Americans with immigrants, something generally regarded by Democrats as a right-wing conspiracy. "Is Schumer saying we're going to replace Americans with immigrants? Because the media said that's not happening," wrote GOP strategist Ryan James Gurdusky. "Schumer, it's not replacement theory, that's a ridiculous invention of the far right. But yes, we are 100% going to replace you with illegal migrants," mocked Steve Cortes, a former advisor to former President Donald Trump. "Is Schumer saying what I think he is?" asked author Mike Cernovich. In addition, some saw the plan as a move to grant Democrats electoral gains. "In other words, they want more voters," wrote former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer. "Populism is taking the American vote. Looks like the Dems are looking for a new voting base," wrote investigative reporter Joshua Phillip. Others highlighted the association between such an initiative and the lack of border security. "Now you know why the border's open. Schumer admits he wants illegals amnestied," wrote Dr. Sebastian Gorka, former advisor to former President Donald Trump. Does Senate GOP leadership have a rebuttal to the top Dem detailing plans to replace higher-paid U.S. workers with lower-paid illegal workers? In the middle of history's worst border disaster? With record #s outside labor force? Asked former Trump advisor Stephen Miller. "Or are we too busy planning the next kotel to Ukraine?" he added. Schumer, who once proclaimed illegal immigration will be a thing of the past, has long sought to remake the nation's immigration laws. Last year, he asserted that amnesty and migrants are needed to prevent labor shortages. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.